AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The snow has started falling in Washington, D.C., and forecasters say a lot more is to come. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports a massive storm system is moving into the Northeast.
Here in Washington, the warnings are dire.
Folks need to understand that this is a life-threatening type of storm.
More than 2 feet of snow might fall here. Southeastern Pennsylvania could get 18 inches, plus strong winds.
You could have drifts on some of these roads in excess of 3 to 4 feet.
In Atlanta, people headed home early to avoid light snow.
I'll take the story that said we overreacted.
Roads are getting messy. Air travel will be too.
Airlines have already canceled 2,900 flights Saturday.
Louisville's mayor says there's only one thing left to do.
We'll get through it. Be safe.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And FlightAware says storms have forced the cancellation of about 2,800 flights today and even more tomorrow. The slow-moving storm will likely last about a day and a half. On the anniversary of the Supreme Court ruling legalizing abortion, the Court of Appeals in Kansas blocked enforcement of the state's first-in-the-nation ban on a common second-trimester abortion procedure. The AP's Roxana Hegeman reports the case still needs to go back to the local district court.
This is not a final ruling. This is the second highest court in Kansas. It's an appeals court. And also the case itself has not been decided. They were talking about an injunction that would essentially block this law that had been passed that would have prohibited this method of abortion.
The president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, is ordering officials to speed up the extradition of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. Guzman was recaptured recently after breaking out of a Mexican prison. Wall Street, the Dow is up 192 points. This is AP Radio News. North Korea has detained an American.
State-run television announced the arrest of University of Virginia student Otto Warmbier of Ohio, saying he committed a hostile act against North Korea after entering under the guise of a tourist. Pyongyang isn't describing the alleged hostile act, but state-run TV says the American was plotting to destroy North Korea's unity. Ohio governor and Republican presidential candidate John Kasich is demanding Warmbier's release, calling his detention inexcusable. I'm Rita Foley.
A man in China has been detained after he altered the image of a newspaper front page. He added a headline declaring the official adoption of a two-wife policy in China, a joke on the country's new two-child policy. The Yangjiang Daily said the altered image spread quickly on social media, causing an ill impact. The man is accused of fabricating a rumor. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.